What's going on, you pill popping penis pullers? Welcome to Grunt Speak Not So Live. It's kind of weak. I'll give that one like a 3, 3.
Yeah, it wasn't a good one.
I'm Toxic Male. That's Pop. And we have what we hope will become a new series for the show. Ordinarily, we're not putting out videos on Friday, but when we were going through all these emails and realizing that we're kind of behind on them, I was like, well, I want to get this one out because this was sent to us. Originally, it's gone through several drafts and editions.
Yeah.
Because despite being a 30-pound brain mother fornicator, this was originally sent on July 19th. So it's been over a month. I want to make sure that...
Now, we're not going to say his name, right?
No. We're going to refer to him for...
It's 451?
Number 451 on the list out of what is now 465.
451.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And he's got some red pill truths for us. And we would like to start a new series called Red Pill Suppositories.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes the first pill is the deepest, not because you swallow it, but because someone forces it where the sun don't shine.
You get it rammed up your ass.
That's kind of where the rage comes from.
Usually it happens in divorce court because that's where I got mine.
Yeah, but at least you have a funny story that came out of it. Your Honor, she could just go suck 6 or 8 dicks. She can knock that out half a Saturday.
But here's the proof right here.
Yep, right there.
Right there. I'm literally using comedy to beat back hopelessness.
While drinking and talking shit. I mean, this is the best job in the world.
It is a pretty good job.
It's not even really a job.
There's no fucking money in it, but, you know, hey, it is what it is.
No soup for you. Oh, man. So we want to know your guys' stories, okay? Because those 465 people up there aren't just sucking air because we're here. It's because the stories that we put out there are relatable, and we let people know, hey, you know what? No matter how shitty things are for you, you're not alone.
No. Yeah.
And that can be one of the most powerful things that people can
realize. You're not like a precious fucking snowflake, okay? And,
That's a lot of Red Bull and very little whiskey.
Hey, I got to drive here in a little while.
You can drive, man.
I'm just adding one shot. I overfilled the fucking glass.
That's that straight bourbon that I got you for your birthday 5 years ago.
Fuck, you were fighting in the parking lot mixed with Red Bull.
That's like re-fermenting.
So guess what? I'll fight you in the parking lot because of the Red Bull. My reflexes will be increased, and I won't feel the pain as much because of the booze. That means you're fucked.
Yeah, because Pop actually believes that the commercials, you know, from Red Bull are true. Red Bull gives you wings. He doesn't realize that the wings on his maxi pads.
Okay. Hang on. Let me evaluate that one. All right. So the setup was pretty innocuous. I did not raise my defenses in time. And then you came in and you dropped a naval artillery round inside the perimeter with that one. So that one is a good 8.5 burn.
Thank you very much.
Quality burn, bro. Quality.
And that's why we're here. Well, it's why I'm here. I'm here to run the show and give you shit because...
I remember
who else is going to do it.
Well, I remember when I was like the big bad NCO and I ran the whole thing.
Oh yeah.
And I remember I had a couple of these E4s and I could tell they were like the captains of the E4 mafia. And I used to fuck with those guys all the time and they do the same to me.
Of course.
And like literally I'm like doing something they throw this egregious burn and then they look at me like I'm going to freak out. I'm like, that was pretty good.
That was solid.
Solid burn, bro. I just keep going. So, and then it became like they realized that I was not going to fucking crush their nuts.
Yeah.
Unless they really fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And they just didn't really fuck up. They turned out, I promoted them to E5, and I think they're now E7s now.
Yeah. And it's important as a dude, you know, especially the older you get, you know, go into the corporate sector, what have you, or if you run your own business like me, you got to develop a thick skin.
Oh, yeah.
And you and I keep each other sharp that way because we're constantly ragging on each other. And you can tell when somebody's not used to that. Like one of my friends comes over and you're like, "Yeah, you still smell like pee." And he's like, "What?" And he just fades into the background like he's hoping somebody's going to pull the red curtain over the scene. Like it's a joke, bro. It just means you're young.
Well, and that's another thing. It's like it's important for like the young people. You know, they're doing their thing in the world. And then you have the older people. Right? Mm-hmm. And they have to communicate. because there's like a shift of wisdom and knowledge that goes to them. Mm-hmm. They're not getting that because they're doing this. They don't have that.
Yeah.
They don't have that masculine presence. Like, that's fucking gay. What did you say? Don't fucking say that again. Or for instance, I had one of my young soldiers, a horrible, horrible winner.
Oh,
every
really?
Time he I win. So literally, I had to pull him aside. And like, what the fuck you doing, bro?
Yeah.
If you fucking act like that, people will stop interacting with you because you're an asshole.
Yeah, sportsmanship is a huge part of being a solid dude.
Yeah.
Huge part.
And it also applies when you lose. Like, there's lots of times I lost. I was wrong. I was defeated. I'm like, yeah, I'm wrong. You win on this one. I got you.
Yep. Oh, there was just recently, there was a Little League championship. And the pitcher got angry that they were losing, and he hauled off and chucked this ball as hard as he could, hit the batter in the head.
I saw that!
And after that, he became, like, visibly upset. You know, the kid went to the base, but he realized that the pitcher was so upset about it.
He had to go out there and tell him it's okay?
Yeah, he walked from first base to the pitcher's mound, gave the dude a hug, and he's like, it's okay. I'm all right. That's what the helmet's for. It's all good. We're okay.
Yeah. You know? And listen, people are going to get hit with the ball. It happens.
It does.
Now, if it was done intentional, maybe you should run, rush the pitcher's mound and, like, I don't know, loosen some teeth.
Yeah, a little like a Chief Kickabitch, a slap a whole nation karma probably wouldn't.
Use your five-fingered pause button.
Yes. We all could use a good ass kicking once in a while.
Yeah, it's really good for a dude to get his ass beat once in a while, yeah.
That's one thing that I learned from my cousin Vinny.
Mm.
You know, it's like, get my ass kicked to collect $200. I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
I love it.
A dude always knows when that's on the slate. I was like, well, you know, it's been a while. I'm probably due for one.
Yeah.
But let's jump in here
and
take
one.
A look at number 451.
All right.
And his daily doses of the Crimson Capsule. And remember, dudes, send us your stories, Redonkulous12 or RedonkulousBlake@gmail.com, because we want to hear from you guys. You can help these guys just as much as we can.
And this particular dude, I'm not going to say the industry he works in, but he's doing really good for himself.
Oh, yeah. He's a 30-pound brain motherfucker.
Yeah.
Not the greatest with grammar, which is why we have several additions and updates to this.
Who fucking cares? Grammar.
I mean, you're an evil genius, and you're like, what? It took me, 10 years to finally just start looking at the notes, being like, that's gone. This is in a different color ink. So you wrote this like three different nights when you were drunk, didn't you? That's probably accurate. Okay, just making sure.
At least I don't lie about it.
You don't lie about it. It's fine. That's another part of being a solid dude. You got to just learn to take the criticism and be like, yeah, that's probably accurate.
It's just the way it goes, man.
It is. From 451, please share. I make it a point to take daily doses of the Crimson Capsule because I got tired of them as forced suppositories.
Yep.
That's the first few are always the worst. For example, when I was in high school, I wanted a particular girl to be my girlfriend. I was a super simp. So this is the kind of wisdom that comes with age and stupidity.
Listen, I've been that guy.
We've all been that guy. Yeah. The first chick you ever have a crush on, you always simp for, even though you might have actually started things positively by pushing her down on the playground, which probably gets her attention better than being nice.
Yep.
I even had a cape to go with my tighty whities. What color was the cape? I wasted a ridiculous amount of time giving her attention, time and resources that she could not have earned. After nearly 5 years of effort, including some time while on leave, I got absolutely nothing from her, but, nothing from her, but I thought we were just friends.
There you go.
Kiss of death right there for a young dude.
If you ever find yourself in the friend zone and you have any doubt, asshole your way out. Because assholes get a second chance. Friend zone people don't.
No. She'll keep you around as a backup, for when the baby daddies leave. You know, she might throw you a piece once the bad guys stop calling, and she figures, well, I need a now I'm ready and I know my worth, so I'm going to get a nice guy to settle down with who's going to pay my bills and clean up my mess.
Yep. Nope.
Yeah, which usually includes a whole bunch of clam chowder leaking down your leg.
Yeah, that would be a big yep, nope.
Yeah, nope. In my first training command, I met an E3 sailor, and I began repeating my super simp techniques because they work so fucking well the first time around.
Listen, we've all done that, too.
Yep. And I didn't add that. That's what's in the email. As I said, this is wisdom, and that's why we want you guys to share your stories. I figured I just wasn't trying hard enough. Oh, this time it'll be different. I'm going to do it right, and she going to love me, just like socialism.
Yeah.
Mm. Jail. After 3 months, she finally threw me a pity fornication, which means she did not truly have genuine burning desire for me. No, she wanted to keep you as an option for when the bad boys stop calling.
Yeah, you are totally true on that one.
You know, they always give you that, well, you know, I had a phase, and I don't want to make that mistake with you. Oh, so what you mean is you don't desire me, but you think I can pay your bills. Got it.
And when you're blue pill thinking, you're like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the right guy for
that's
you.
That's it. Yeah. Shut up!
I wish other guys were as nice as you.
Listen, I was raised by a liberal-ass feminist.
Yep.
And that brainwashing I had growing up with my mother.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking ruined my life.
You have any idea how many dudes out there would be happier and more well-adjusted if women were just honest about what they desire?
Yeah.
Like, look, at this point, if somebody's asking your advice, you shouldn't care whether or not it makes you look bad. Stop steering these dudes in the wrong direction on purpose because you don't want to look like a yogurt gargling slewer, which is probably what you were in your 20s.
Oof. Oof.
I mean, maybe. Is that harsh? Maybe. Is it the truth? Absolutely.
I'm not here to lie to you, gentlemen.
After 3 months, she finally threw me the pity fornication. If you are in a relationship and have to earn sex, she does not respect you. She does not desire you and is filling her desires in some other way.
And that word, the word that describes that situation is called chore play.
Yes. I like that. You need to change your frame or leave. Exactly. I figured we had a thing going now, and I didn't realize the amount of effort it took for me to get her into bed is the same amount of effort that it would take to keep her. As I relaxed on my effort, she lost interest, and I gave up. Well, that's a better outcome than a lot of these stories have, to be honest with you.
Yep.
On deployment, northeast of South America, we were performing a multi-nation war games effort. I was an E-4 door gunner on a CH-46 helicopter. We planned to pick up some POWs who were U.S. Navy in civilian clothes. One of them looked like a Barbie doll, but only about 5'1". I went to the back of the bird to do a standard aft station check, and as I walked past a window, the tether on my gun belt caught the wind and slapped Barbie across the face, leaving a red welt. Okay. I think she liked it.
It happens.
It you
happens.
Can't talk on a helicopter, so I wrote her a note. You gonna suck my dick? Check yes or no.
Yeah, grade school. Here we go.
Fast forward 5 hours later, and I'm in her room. Dude, I was kidding. That's awesome. At 6'2", 185 pounds, able to bench 305 and bar curl 135, she was a lot of fun. Pounding her 90-pound frame over the bed, on the floor, doggy, bathroom sink, cowgirl, reverse cowgirl, scissor for 45 minutes. After she finished 11 times, she begged me to finish.
Oh, hang on. You're throwing around the 10 dick. You should not throw around 10 dick to women who just give it away for free.
He was still young, man.
I got you. You didn't know any better. Did a whole
this
video
is
on
how
the
you create stalkers, man.
This is the 10 dick dilemma shit right here. We just talked about this.
But we're not judging. You want to know why? Because we've both been that
it.
Guy. We've
all done,
done it.
Yeah.
Because it just seems like the polite thing to do, right?
And I'm just wondering if there's a perfect 10 out there from Norway who still pines about the man who gave her the, the 3 hours of 10 dick and then got on a plane and flew away.
That was one of my favorite stories ever. Oh, by the way, I'll see you later. I got to go to Argentina. What? Bye.
No. She knew I was.
Oh, I know. It's just funny.
I mean, she knew I was getting back on the plane. That's
oh,
funny.
Man. Let Pop do the dick count on that one. I think we just did.
That's a lot of dick.
Getting just, I see her uniform and she's first class petty officer, an E6. I looked at her and I said, what the hell? She said, yeah, we did and should do it again. Over the last few days, guess who showed up? Yep. Right. Super simp with my cape and all. Dun, dun, dun. She lost interest in me, lost respect for me, and even started flirting with and hitting on my buddies right in front of me. I went from Chad Thunderschlong to Ern Booger Eating Computer Nerd, or Ernie the Booger Eating Computer Nerd in less than 48 hours.
Listen,
it can happen that way.
I've seen that phenomena firsthand. Yep. In the military.
You can hit it the first time and you can hit it well, but if you come back for seconds like a dog hoping to get a treat, it's over.
These women are in a sea of dick. they're the sea anemone, just waiting for the infinite amount of cock to show up.
Yes.
And it doesn't require a lot of work, especially if you're on a ship.
It does not.
So, you know, you should not have got all butthurt about it, but you're young. You're like, oh, I thought she loved me.
Well, if she looks as good as he says that she does, then, yeah, she's got her pick of the litter.
Yeah, that woman has a super glued mattress to her back.
While going through my divorce, I met a woman who had a PhD and was a professor at a private university. I knew that this was the perfect woman. That's bad. It's bad. Stunning, beautiful, smart, super fit swimmer bodies. So I pulled out my cape and
whitey-tighties
again. Oh! I gave her tons of time and attention she didn't earn. We had a talk one evening and she began to list off all my red flags to me. By this time, she had very little respect for me.
Mm.
Why would she? I didn't give her any evidence of my value, simping all the time. I replied with only one of her red flags. How is it you are 40 years old and haven't been able to lock down a man? Oh, yeah.
There we go.
That was the last word that she and I ever spoke to each other.
Nice.
It was about this time that I began to finally put all of my red pills together. The same time I came across Pop's YouTube channel and the Purple Heart video, which was a lifesaver. I met a woman while contracting out of state and while I was separated. What did I do? Super simp to the rescue. This woman wasn't even pretty, but not bad. About 5'4", 110 pounds, 49 years old, and again, I was giving unearned time and attention. She invited me to meet her at a venue she was already at. By the way, never agreed to that.
Mm-hmm.
She had one of her woman friends with her, and they were shooting pool. Her friend was also thin, a heavy smoker, and hit the wall hard about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they still have, like, crumbling cement on their shoulders, it's pretty bad after 10 years. She was literally missing teeth and looked like meth mouth.
Ooh.
Stay away from that. Don't even get a gummy from that.
Nah.
If you want a gummy, you can go to one of the weed suppositories if you're from... Not suppositories. That's even worse. I'm in a weed suppository. Well, I'm suddenly calm and paranoid at the same time.
Well, in California, you might be able to get that.
That's quite true. I don't even know what they call them.
Well, they could easily just put a bunch of THC in butt lube. There you go.
Interesting. You want to be paranoid about getting cornholed? Weed suppositories. That's probably the funniest slip up of words since you said false rapé application. I got to fill out a false rapé application. Mom, put the kids in the car. Got to go cash my welfare check. Awful.
Oh, my God.
Hey, sometimes the comedy comes from mistakes. You know, well, you got to do what you got to do. That's basically why this entire show exists. Comedy from mistakes. Life is a comedy of errors. Don't let anybody convince you otherwise. That's where most of our wisdom comes from. We then left the pool hall to go to a different venue, and I told her, you need to follow me. I know the way. This is the way. When we got close, she stopped following me and went a different way. When we got there, I asked her why she stopped following me, for which she replied, you were going the wrong way. I then said, well, we both got here at the same time. After a pitcher of beer and some conversation, she began telling meth mouth about all about the things she felt were wrong with me and the red flags that I had. I looked at her and I said, I'm right effing here.
Yeah, I'm in the room.
Oh, man, that's one of the biggest signs of disrespect when women will talk about you as if you're not even in the room, but it's sidelined to your face.
Yep.
She looked a bit surprised, then shrugged it off and said, "So," as if I didn't have a right to be insulted. "I'm done. Screw you and screw your friend." And I left.
That's what you should do.
So here are some good Crimson Capsule truths. Never get involved with a woman who is in competition with you. Walk away. Never be in the friend zone. Walk away. Or asshole your way out.
Mm-hmm.
Never simp for a woman. Never give her time, attention, money, or resources that she hasn't earned. If you do, you convince her that she is more valuable than you are. That's exactly why you never simp for a woman. Because as soon as you do, you convince her that she has options and you don't. And there's only one thing that dries out a woman's nether regions faster than death, and that's simping.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot manufacture genuine burning desire. I like that.
You never can.
You can't manufacture it. Some people can fake it to try to get at your money, your resources, what have you, but they can never maintain the charade, and that is why the 90-day crazy gate is so damn important. And if you are going to get married, like I did, I'm a married guy, I know a lot of you guys like to give me shit for that, you need to wait at least 3 years before popping the question, and for at least one of those years, you need to be living together. I would say even 4 years, because it was 4 years for me before I got married. If you're a dating relationship guy, not like that guy over there with the with the gay pinky out.
Right.
I love how you're going to get me. He's going to talk down about my advice with a pinky out. Isn't that like saying, I'm not gay?
I was doing the Dr. Evil, man.
I know. I just wanted to give you shit.
Man. I know.
That's all. Because you know what? No matter how many times you say to dudes, don't get married, there are dudes who are going they're going to get married anyway. Because if you want to have a family, that's the way to do it.
And but my advice is
you need to be smart about it.
Only once.
Yeah.
If you're going to get married, only do it once.
Exactly.
If that one collapses, listen, you have to bet against the odds, and the odds are severely against you on this.
Exactly.
All right. They're already very bad for you on the first one. It only gets worse for each successive one after that.
Yep.
One and done.
But he has one last piece here that everybody needs to remember, because it is very true. And nowadays, this is 100 times worse. Women will mate with the male they perceive to be of the highest status available to them, and that status must be higher than she perceives herself to be. In the age of social media, unfortunately, even below-average women get enough attention to make them believe their status is way up here, when really, they're way down here.
Now, when I was in Iraq, I went up to the palace on Victory probably 18, 20 times. Most of the time, I'd show up there begging for ammo, or hand receipt equipment I couldn't get from the conventional forces.
Gotcha.
Or to make a coordination. And every time I went up there, there was always, it was literally a mob of bitches. I was like, oh, and like literally these women are coming up there because they want to bang the triple tab Green Beret guys.
Yep.
It was insane.
Yeah, they all want to go way above their as high above their status as they can go.
Yeah, and I remember I told the team daddy, I'm like, hey, you know, this is a conventional war here, and we've got all kinds of fucking commands that don't like you because you're, you know, special. And then you have all these women coming from their units up here. I'm sure some of them are going back, and they're going to piss hot for pregnancy. There's going to be all kinds of problems. Well, you know, men will be men and girls will be girls. I'm like, all right, don't say I didn't warn you.
Exactly.
And sure as shit, there were some cases that came down the pipe.
Shocker. You want to smell it?
Yeah. And listen, men are stupid. What are you going to do?
Yeah. I mean, we make a lot of mistakes before we reach that age of 34, which is the age of reason, when the big head overpowers the little head, like you said many
times. Well, the big thing for me is, I was married during this time.
Yeah.
And I if you know, I probably could have nailed some of these chicks going up there, you know, because I'm a triple tab too. And I'm like, nope, married, sorry, I can't. Yep. And now I still regret that because some of these chicks were hot. But I'm sure I would have got in trouble and kept my dick in my pants. Fortunately, the big head overpowered the little head, and I didn't catch a case.
Yeah, in hindsight, though, you know, there are things that happen. You know,
a lot of the, worth it.
As I always say, women regret the men that they sleep with, and men regret the women that they don't sleep with.
That's totally true.
At the end of the day, though, trust me, most of the time, it's just flat out not worth it.
Yeah. Well, you know, looking back on it now, I probably would have got in trouble.
Yep.
And kept my dick in my pants, and that was it. I didn't mess around. I was in it to win it. I was married. Boy, was I an idiot. That's like the pinnacle of my blue pill thinking days right there.
Yeah, as we've all been there, though. Mm-hmm. That's really, that's the important thing to recognize. The reason why stories like this make you think of all the stories in your own head is because at one point in time,
you did that shit.
We believed what women told us about what they want.
Big mistake.
Yeah, their actions prove the polar opposite most of the time.
You are correct.
And that's why it is important to remember that, you know, trust but verify, I think is the correct term.
Yep.
Any final thoughts? Or actually, final thoughts?
No, I'm good.
You good?
Yep.
I think somebody's calling you. So we'll take our leave from you for today. But remember, send us your stories, guys, because there's 465 names implied by that number on the board, and you helped with that. If you want to help out some more, share your wisdom.
Yes.
That wisdom was born from stupidity.
Share this channel and the videos.
Yes. Help us out, and we'll help you out. Help me help you. See you next time. Drama.